Your home is not your castle. The house that the kids were first brought back to from the hospital was a 1929 Spanish-style home. It was more than a fixer-upper. I did a meticulous, total nut-and-bolt restoration of that place. I painstakingly turned it into a centerfold for Architectural Digest. It was a museum to my cars and a monument to my craftsmanship. It even had a name, Vista del Lago. When your house has a name, you know you've arrived. But when the twins arrived, all that shit went out the window. When you have children, the idea that a man's home is his castle no longer applies. Your home just becomes a place to store their crap. When you have the kids, your castle becomes their giant bouncy castle. In my case, this is literally true. Jimmy Kimmel bought Sonny and Natalia this inflatable castle in 2012. It's the real deal. At first, I thought he rented it. No, he bought it. It's nice having rich friends who can blow a bunch of money on great gifts for your kids, but it really makes you look like a loser. I'm positive that my kids are secretly planning a Menendez-style killing so they can live with their rich uncle Jimmy and get lavish with bouncy castles and animatronic ponies. An actual Kimmel gift from 2008. Actual pony. Life-size pony they could sit on and ride around the house in. I didn't have the space for a bouncy castle, and in order to simultaneously go for the world's coolest dad and world's worst dad record, I moored it to the pool. Before you call Child Protective Services, the fan was off to the side so they wouldn't get electrocuted. I'm not a monster. Technically, you can't have an orgasm at age 6, but when he saw this setup, Sonny was close. They were sliding down that thing for weeks. This kind of fun and luxury would have been unimaginable for a young Adam Carolla. It's not just that my parents were cheap. These kinds of things didn't even exist back then. Why not? We didn't have fans, plastic, and burlap in the 70s. Sonny spent more time in bouncy houses than I did in my regular house when I was his age. I was out on the streets trying to get away from my family as much as possible. He's so used to being in bouncy castles, I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up for his first job interview not wearing shoes and complaining that the carpet didn't have enough spring to it. It's going to be an issue later.